This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Charlene get revenge on her man Ricky, say aye.
Aye!
Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning.
What's going on with your man Ricky? Why you want revenge this morning?
So we were planning our son's 6th birthday party. It was going to happen this weekend, and, you know, obviously we had to cancel. So we're trying to get our money back from all these deposits we put down. And he had one job, which was to find entertainment for the party. He hired the magician. He took, you know, care of that. And he can't get the money back. And I'm like, why? And he said that the person won't call him back. And I'm like, what do you mean? What company will not call you back? And he said that he booked this man off of Craigslist.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
To my son's 6th birthday. He hired some either, like, creepo or murderer.
Or just, you know, a random person. But, yeah, when you hire somebody off of Craigslist, you have to know you're not getting your money back if something like this happens.
That's right. So now he's, like, been ghosted by this person. So I'm so mad, and he doesn't think it's a big deal. Like, we're out $100, but more importantly, you shouldn't just hire a random stranger.
Yeah, what the heck was he thinking?
How much was it?
I know. It was $100.
$100?
And in these times, you know, I need that $100.
Right.
So I don't know what he was doing.
He made your money disappear. That's what the hell that magician did, boy. He's good.
Oh.
So your man is not thinking it's a big deal?
No, he doesn't think it's a big deal at all. And he's, like, messaged him twice, and he's like, that's okay, whatever, let's just forget it.
Okay, so how do you want to get revenge on your man this morning?
I want you guys to call him as the person's, like, manager and entertainer manager and say that you can't give his money back, but you can refund it by giving him a private show and make it sound like he accidentally hired a stripper. And he is going to be so freaked out if you do that.
All right, I'll just act like I own the...
the entertainment agency.
Yes. Yeah, the agency, and I'm sending over a stripper.
Yes.
Technically, they are magicians. They make their clothes disappear.
Oh, my God.
She thinks I'm funny.
Well, let's get them back. Make them feel dumb this morning.
Yes.
All right, Charlene, we need your man Ricky's number, and we're going to ruin his morning, teach him a lesson, okay?
Okay.
It's Cupcake Call. Up next, Morning Mess. The Morning Mess is back with this Cupcake Call. We spoke to Miss Charlene. Now, Charlene is quite mad at her man. He had one thing to do with their child's birthday party this weekend, which is postponed, by the way, to hire the entertainment. So he got a magician. But Charlene, you found out he hired the magician from Craigslist.
That's right. He hired a magician from Craigslist for our son's 6th birthday party.
Yeah, I've done many a kid's birthday parties, and there's reputable places you can go with Instagram, and you could see, the reviews. Craigslist is not the go-to. Here's the thing. Everything else got postponed. You put everything off and postpone everything else. This magician off Craigslist is not hitting you guys back, and now you're out. How much money?
$100.
Okay, he's got one magic trick down.
Yeah, made that disappear. So, and your husband doesn't think it's a big deal. $100 nowadays is a lot of money.
Absolutely.
He's playing this off like it's nothing.
Girl, absolutely, I'm here for you getting revenge.
Thank you. I want to hear him squirm.
Yes, we don't want no creepers near your children, so let's get him back.
Okay, so I'm going to play Nacho. I'm going to pretend I'm managing this magician, but I'm going to make it sound like that he hired a stripper for his kid's birthday party.
Woo!
I'm going to make it sound like he hired a stripper and the stripper's coming this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Let's get him nervous. You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready. I can't wait.
Let's call Ricky. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Ricky, please?
This is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. Are you in the bathroom?
I am in the bathroom.
Okay. I will let you finish. Are you still in the bathroom?
No, not anymore.
Okay. This is Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's from Partying Entertainers galore. How are we this morning?
I'm well.
Okay, so I just want to confirm, I'm sorry I didn't hit you back about the magician this weekend. The magician is not available, but we have a different type of magician coming for you, okay? Ricky, Sleeky Ricky.
A different type of magician. Wait, I just want $100 back. It's okay, my wife don't want the party no more.
Oh, it's kinky, your wife's going to be there. Yeah, no, so listen, there's no refunds.
Uh-huh.
It's spent. I spent it on toilet paper.
The $100?
Mm-hmm. But listen, do not worry. I'm going to send you a different type of magician for you this weekend, okay?
Nah, I just want the money back.
So this is what we're going to do. It's a different type of magician with no extra cash involved. I will send you Creasy. Creasy, the hairless Houdini, will be at your party this weekend.
Who?
Creasy, the hairless Houdini.
Nah, that sounds like a 18-year-old partying up. I don't think that's a 6-year-old, but either way, I just want $100 back.
No, the $100 is already gone, but I'm going to send you Creasy. She's going to go abracadabra on your lap, okay?
Motherfucker, you better not bring nobody to sit in my lap. Man, my wife and my kid is going to be there.
Send your kid to a babysitter because this is not appropriate for kids.
Man, it's not appropriate for me either. She's going to smack that stripper up. And then after that, you know what she's going to do to me?
Who, the stripper?
Oh, hell no. Nah, man. Hey. Don't bring the stripper.
What's the problem, Slicky Ricky?
Have you seen Boys in the Hood? I don't want to end up like Ricky. My wife will shoot me in the back if she sees me with the stripper.
I love Boys in the Hood. That's a classic. Doughboy, am I right?
Well, it is already a coincidence that my name is Ricky as well. And if that stripper comes, she's going to Ricky me in that stripper. And somebody will get arrested.
Listen, there's no extra charges. Get a babysitter. And for you and your wife, Greasy.
I don't want that.
Maybe your wife will want that. I mean, she'll bring her hat if you bring the rabbit, if you know what I'm talking about.
Where are you located?
Of Thomas Road.
No.
So listen, do not worry. She brings her own hand sanitizer. Her bikini is made out of Clorox wipes.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, you could have at least put her in a Toy Story costume. Why the hell are you going to bring a stripper to a 6-year-old party, man?
Oh, it's very sexy. She has a cape and a hat.
Just don't have her take off no clothes. A stripper at a 6-year-old party?
It's a 6-year-old party? You crazy? No, this is for you, right?
No, this ain't for me. And don't you let my wife think that.
Hmm? Slicky Ricky, what is your problem today? I have another guy.
Nacho, look here, man. Just
What?
Get my money back.
You're not getting the money back, player. Are you from the hood?
Am I from the hood?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
I'm from the west side of Melrose District.
I don't give a damn about none of that, man. You can be from the west side.
I gangbang on these fools.
Nacho?
Hmm.
Find my money, man. And whatever you do, don't bring no stripper. Because if I see a stripper while my wife is having her, I'm going to handle your ass.
Is that a promise? Slicky Ricky, I feel like you're flirting with me. Maybe she, Creasy, can entertain your wife, and I'll entertain you, Slicky Ricky.
I don't want to hear the rest.
I'll be your doughboy.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen...
I'll be a boy in your hood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. No.
Throwing up the W.
Oh, my God. You over here trying to play with tailpipes. Look here, man.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky.
Hold on.
This is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio right now, player.
Y'all are
Yeah, your girl Charlene is on the line. She put us up to this.
Oh, Charlene, you behind this.
Well, I was behind this, but...
Oh, my God!
I think it comes down to that you and I can now both agree that you should never hire anybody off the internet for our child's birthday party.
Okay, I can agree to that. I can agree to that. I don't want to talk to another nacho.
You want a little extra cheese on that, Ricky?
No, I don't want no extra queso, none of that.
No queso from Ricky. Okay, duly noted.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you,
Ricky. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.